Toying with Evil, Judges 16:4-9.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Entice him, and see in which his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies, and what you might be bound to afflict you." Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 green cords that were never dried, then shall I become weak and be as another man." Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green cords which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had an ambush waiting in the inner room. She said to him, "The Philistines are on you, Samson. He broke the cords as a string of tow is broken when it touches the fire." So his strength was not known. So here we find Samson with yet another foreign woman, and again, this woman is influenced by the Philistines. This time, the woman was offered money, lots of it. This amount of money would probably have set her up for life. Obviously, she found the deal quite a bit more attractive than Samson. The interesting thing about what happened this time was that Samson seemed to realize what was going on. He lied to Delilah about what caused his strength. This shows us a little about Samson's mindset. Samson knew it was wrong to be with foreign women, married or unmarried. He also knew that the cause of his strength was the Holy Spirit. He appeared to be thinking that he could do anything he wanted, and his strength would be there. The Bible tells us that God hates pride. It goes so far as to say that God actually opposes the proud. Samson was going in that direction in his life at this point. Like I mentioned before, God will not be mocked. Notice how dysfunctional this relationship was between Delilah and Samson. Neither one of them really loved each other the way God expects. Obviously, they were both in the relationship for something else.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.